hog farmer, but I had no idea how I did it. So I decided to explore the idea that maybe men do not treat all women the same. Maybe men respond to different women differently depending on how she interacts with him. That seems to make sense. After all of us are responding to each other. But I realized that I really thought that however a man treated me was the type of man he was. If he was nice to me, he was a nice man. If he was a jerk to me, he was a jerk, period. But my friends kept marrying men that I knew were jerks. And the stories that they told about them? Well, the men I knew could not have done that. Well, maybe men are responding to women. Maybe there is something that we are doing that is having men respond in particular ways. If they were responding to women, though, for sure, men rarely responded the way I expected. I would think, I want him to do this. And I'd think of what I needed to say to get him to do that. And I would tell him. And then, whoa! They'd do something out of left field. They constantly surprised me, and not in a good way. Instead of being upset that they didn't respond the way I thought they should, if I understood the way they do respond, then I could end up with what I wanted and needed from men. In the decade that I have explored this idea, I have come to understand men in a way that makes their behavior very predictable, in a very good way. It has given me the ability to get what I want and need from men without beating my head on the wall trying to change them. I think of what I want, I know what to say to have a man understand that, and they give me what I ask for, over and over again. It is very comforting. Another result of studying men is that I came to believe that men are really great just the way they are. That it is possible to get along with men, admire men, and not be angry or frustrated with them. That men are really wonderful, and we're lucky they possess the qualities they have. This is a strange thing to say in today's culture, but it is what you'll be exposed to in this audio tape, the attitude that men are worth celebrating. A few years ago, other women began to notice that men treat me differently and better than other women. They started asking me what I knew that they didn't. I told them what I had learned that we as women do that brings out the worst in men, and what we can do to bring out the best in men, the best for them and for us. Because of my background as an adult educator, I was able to put the information I gathered into a workshop called Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women. In the last 7 years, over 2,500 women from over 30 states, Great Britain, Europe, and Canada have participated in the workshop. The development of men is one of 23 topics that explain most of why men do what they do. The other 22 topics are in the Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women workshop. At the end of this presentation, you may continue to listen for more information about the Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women workshop, and I will tell you how to find out about workshops in your area. Okay, let's begin. Most people are familiar with child development. Some women have studied child development in college or read child development books or articles. Most women are aware that children develop in very predictable stages, acquiring new abilities at certain times. While some children enter a stage earlier or later than others, they all go through it. Most people are not aware that there is also man development. Men develop in very predictable stages, with changing motivations, needs, and capacities that affect every part of their lives. These developments begin at birth and continue through seniority. But we don't normally recognize or understand the tremendous changes and differences between men in different stages. We usually have our first really intense romantic experience of men who are in their teens or early 20s, in the early stages, and then expect all men to be like that. We anxiously await the time when the 40-year-old will do what the 20-year-old did. Or our fathers set the standard for us, and we don't understand why younger men don't